T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The preacher and the teacher. Mustard and Johnson. It's Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Talk all things socks, pats, B's and C's. Right now with Mustard and Johnson on the WEEI Sports Radio Network at WEEI.com.
See, this is the problem with you. If it's less than murder, then anything goes.
No, and the problem with you is that men don't have any rights at all. Anybody can accuse.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody can accuse anybody of anything. You know, Craig's going to go along with it.
Shaughnessy was right. Fanboy 101, no, twisting into a pritzel, even as we speak. This is a horrible sight.
It's nothing to do with fanboy.
I never thought you could ever twist yourself into a pretzel.
No,
you're the last person, man.
And I never thought you would ever stand up and defend somebody who has rights also.
Yes, I'm down to be a star.
One of my favorite all-time songs, one of my favorite all-time groups, saw them at the Xfinity Center last year. A little Pretzel Logic.
As all right, let me get up off the floor.
As employed by Larry Johnson. As I said, you always need a little mustard on a pretzel, and what a great combination.
Ooh.
Larry playing the pretzel, I supply the condiment, and here we are as he contorts himself into rationalizing, justifying, keeping this clown, Antonio Clown. I sound like Mark with a C now.
First of all, has he been found guilty?
Larry, we're not in a court of law.
Well, I got to keep reminding you of that.
Okay, and I just reminded you before the break, and we just highlighted it. Aaron Hernandez was not found guilty for many, many months after he was charged. Why did the Patriots not employ that philosophy with
Aaron
Hernandez?
There was enough out there that they just didn't want to be bothered with it. They didn't want their hands.
So there's not enough out there on Antonio Brown.
A woman comes up and says she's been raped 3 times over the past 3 years, and I'm saying to you, I'm going to wait on that. I'm going to investigate.
Okay.
Now they might investigate it next week. Put him on that list.
All right,
they might.
All right, and there's a question we haven't really even explored so far.
Should he be put on the list?
Should he be put on the commissioner's exempt list?
Probably. It's a good compromise where he can't play, but he's still getting paid while they do a little bit of investigation.
So you can't deny him his rights as a wage earner.
Yes.
Okay, we're not suspending him without pay. He will make his money, although apparently, according to some reports, there's bonuses in there that will be denied if he's suspended for at least one game. I do agree with you. Certainly, you want to hear from both sides. But you know what's going to happen? There's going to be no evidence. There's no smoking gun videotape like Kareem Hunt or Ray Rice.
It's going to trial for a couple of years, I guess.
It's going to take several years to play itself out in court.
Maybe she was just trying to get a financial hit and then just let the thing disappear. And that's not saying she's doing something wrong. I'm just saying, who wants to wait like 5 or 6 years or 3 or 4 years for something to go to trial?
Well, I'm not sure. You know,
should be married and everything?
No, but I know what Patriots fans, again, they're circling the wagons. They're going to defend this guy, even though he hasn't played a single game for the Patriots.
You are so anti-Patriots. You blame the fans. You blame the owner.
No, I'm objective.
You blame everybody for whatever the situation is.
I am not joining your fanboy club.
You keep saying Patriots. It's not a fanboy club. Why do you keep saying that?
Larry, is this an embarrassment?
Am I glad that they signed him? Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's probably the number one wide receiver in football.
You know, this is the man of the cloth. The guy that spends hours in church every Sunday reads the Bible.
I'm not counseling him. I don't know what
daily basis.
I don't know what kind of Bible study he's going through. I've never heard of that, I'll tell you that.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dan, you're next on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, Dan.
Hi. How is everybody?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thank you. I listen all day, every day. All you guys are awesome. The one thing I haven't really heard anybody touch on is, I mean, if they actually sit Antonio Brown, not allow him to play without any proof of anything or him being convicted of anything, then all anybody has to do is throw money at anybody to make accusations against a player so that the gambling people can pad the NFL or any sports league at that.
So what you're saying is for every allegation made at a player, if the NFL threw everybody on the exempt list, there'd be no, there probably wouldn't be anybody on anybody's roster.
Hello,
what you're saying.
Hello, practice squad.
Right. I understand that. I do think in this particular case, throw out the allegations. Just look at the body of behavior over the last several months with Antonio Brown. At the end of his time in Pittsburgh, all the antics that were happening in training camp in Oakland, and now you throw in this
That's
thing.
Got nothing to do with a sexual assault.
Right.
But, it's all football behavior.
All right. So what should be done, Dan, in your mind, if you're the commissioner of the National Football League, how do you handle this thing?
I mean, that's a tough one to do, but I'm a firm believer in giving everybody a chance until they're proven to be the person at fault for what they're accused of. Don't get me wrong. I have no respect for any person that does any harm to any person, whether it's a guy, a girl, a child, or an old person. I have no respect, but I've seen people make accusations against people and they've been absolutely bogus just for that person's gain. And it's unfortunately, as bad as Antonio seems, he's not proven to have done this yet, and I'd still have to give him a chance until he was proven to have done it.
All right, Dan, good call. Appreciate it. Mike in Framingham, you're next on Sports Radio.
Hey, Mike?
How you doing? Two things. First off, there's a movie out right now. It's called the Brian Banks movie. It's about a football player who was falsely accused of rape. And he
yes.
went to jail. So thank God that what's called Kurt, I mean, most of them, and so on, if you're on that trial, because they do their pitchforks. Second thing, if he's not supposed to play until he gets squared away, it takes years. So he shouldn't play for years until he's all gets squared away?
No, he can't do that.
No, I would say that, Mike, and I understand.
He's 31 now.
Right, and that's a good example, the Brian Banks movie, and I understand where you're coming from on that. But I think they could pump the brakes just a little bit more. There's no football necessity. Just looking at it completely from a football angle for a moment, and I'm not looking at it the way you are from the football angle. Do you really need Antonio Brown, given the circumstances, do you really need him on the field in Miami tomorrow?
It's not
from a pure football standpoint.
I say it pains me to say this. It really does, because I want him on the field. But I don't think there's anything wrong with holding back a week or two just to see if there's an inkling of something that might be there.
There is where we can find some common ground.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Here's the problem, however. Do you really believe they're going to uncover anything? She's going to give...
See, I don't. I mean, what was this, over a three-year period?
Yeah. Larry, it doesn't matter how long
Craig,
it took.
Point I'm trying to make is that you're talking about something over a long period of time, and over the time of when it actually allegedly happened, and all these things have to be taken into consideration. That's the only point that you don't get at all. And from a man's standpoint, I don't understand it. How anybody can just come forward and accuse somebody of something and forget about the timeline and you just, hey, march him in the court. Let's see what we got here.
All right, so
I feel very nervous about that.
Would you feel more persuaded by her allegations and accusations if it had happened, say, 3 months ago instead of 3 years ago?
Yes.
Because you believe if it's still fresh, then you are...
Well, my first question is, why wait so long?
All right, and I'm glad you asked that question.
Thank
you. Okay, because I did a little research during the break, as I apt to do. You just fly off the handle and shoot from the lip.
Your idea of research is you go in the bathroom.
So, not sure what that means, actually.
I don't either.
This survivors cite the following reasons for not reporting a sexual assault. Fear of reprisal, personal matter, reported to an indifferent official, not important enough to respond, and belief that the police would not do anything to help, belief that the police could not do anything to help, did not want to get the offender in trouble with the law, did not want family to know, did not want others to know, not enough proof, fear of the justice system, did not know how, felt the crime was not serious enough, fear of lack of evidence, unsure about perpetrator's intent. All of those factors go into reasons why, and this is, I'm reading a sexual assault survivor's website fact sheet, why they don't report immediately. We all think, we went through this last year with Kavanaugh. Why did Dr. Blasey Ford wait 35 years to finally make these allegations? And that was very strong on one side of the aisle. And that got Kavanaugh onto the court. But if you ask people who know this very well, you cannot logically, rationally explain why they don't report.
So what is the accused supposed to do? Wait around until all of a sudden this thing pops up?
But shouldn't we at least understand why the victim is hesitant to do this? And you don't want...
Of course you do.
Well, it's 3 years.
No. I never am one to skip over logic. I'm not saying it shouldn't be done, but put yourself on the other side for a minute. And would that bother you at all if it took this long a period of time? Life is rolling along, and then all of a sudden this comes out of nowhere.
Okay, that might bother me, but if I committed the act, then I should have...
And what if you didn't?
Okay, we're not going to find out. Okay, the chances that anything is going to be uncovered, as I said a couple minutes ago, in this he said, she said investigation is minimal. We understand that.
I tell you one thing, if I'm a celebrity or an athlete right now, you'd have to be out of your mind to just be jumping from city to city, sexual encounters over and over. I don't know how you can do that, but going by your standard, which is fine, but going by your standards, what protection do you have?
So you're more worried about the perpetrator than you are the victim,
I'm worried about both, Craig.
Okay.
I'm worried about both.
You don't sound to be too worried about Brittany Taylor at all.
Of course I am too worried about she's getting married next week.
This week, I believe.
Yeah, but I'm worried about, it's just as I said, why it took so long. And you eloquently pointed out some things as to why it might take that long.
Right.
But I'm just saying, well, so what about the other side? What are you supposed to do?
We don't have all the evidence in front of us. We can only speculate, and sometimes speculating and assuming can get us into a lot of trouble.
I wonder if he had given her $100,000, but this had just gone away.
Well, that would have conceded that he probably did engage in those activities.
Maybe he was trying to avoid people like you.
That's it. He's going to spend $100,000.
Yes.
So I won't have an opinion.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one, Larry. The pretzel logic continues right here on Sports Radio.
No, but I'm serious. That's the only reason to do it.
Mike in the car, you're next on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. I just got a couple of points to make. We can all agree rape is a terrible thing that happens if it happens to any person.
Terrible,
correct?
Yes.
All right. Never mind having three episodes of this, supposedly, with this young man. But my thing is this. I don't have a problem with her, when she reported, whether it was 3 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever, she reported it.
Uh-huh.
That's good for her in case this did happen. But my issue is, when she did report it, why wasn't her first stop the police station? You would want this man behind bars. Why would you go straight to small claims, basically? That's what I'm looking at.
Well, again,
understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but again,
it's out now.
Wait a minute. You got to allow Craig to dance.
All right, wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. Again, there are many factors, and I read many of them. Maybe she didn't feel she had enough evidence.
I heard every one of them.
Right.
She came out with it, though. So why didn't she go straight to the police station? All the factors don't mean nothing now. The embarrassment, this, that, and the other. She brought it out.
Okay. No hospital, reports or anything.
Okay, so you believe this is a total money grab, that she's just looking for as much money as she can. But why, if that were the case, why didn't she do it when the Oakland Raiders were about to give Antonio Brown a $30 million signing bonus? Why did she do it a week later?
Don't know.
Yeah. I can't say everything. Right. If she is doing this, I can't say everyone's smart about doing it. But my thing is this also. Who was the most closest to that young man, aside from his family, you think? It would be his agent, correct?
Drew Rosenhaus.
Yeah, so he probably knows everything. Like, you know, I messed up last night. I did this. I did that. Blah, blah, blah. So he knew all about this. So I don't think Drew would come out and say it's a money grab if it's not. Because if it's
Oh, I'm going to believe his agent. Mike, Pretzel Logic rolls on. Can we hear that song again one more time, Eamon? Oh, my God. Drew Rosenhaus would never say anything.
An honorable, respected man.
You know what? An NFL agent like Drew Rosenhaus, he is a rock of credibility.
Wait a minute, I'm trying to get my arm over my head.
Oh, okay. Drew Rosenhaus supports him. I'm convinced.
Whoa.
617-779-7937. Let's talk to a Giant fan. Gee, I wonder what the Giant fan who had to deal with OBJ for all those years, who doesn't have to deal with him anymore, thanks to this whole AB situation. Stephen Waltham, you're next on Sports Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You know, it's funny. I laugh every time I hear, you know, you say the Patriots lost their moral compass or someone alludes to the fact there's a Patriot way. When was there a Patriot way? This is not the first time they brought in a bad dude into their organization, okay? It's hilarious. And the fact that, yeah, the Giants did have a major distraction last year, and I'm consistent. He was more concerned with everything else but football. Never was on the field consistently.
But did you like his causing problems?
Did you like his problems in Cleveland now?
But did you like his $350,000 watch?
He still got it on, apparently.
You know, that's the thing about guys like this. I mean, they're more consumed with the flash and the flare than they are the actual product. You know what? It's just laughable. You know, you got a guy who quit on his team in Pittsburgh, quit on the fans in Pittsburgh when they're trying to get to a playoff spot, comes to Oakland, isn't prepared because he couldn't figure out how to prepare to get into a cryogenic tube. You know, blast the GM. Calls the GM a cracker. You know, basically, you know, complains to the NFL like, oh, I want to wear this helmet. No, you can't wear it. Well, no, I want to wear this helmet. You know, going back and forth, apologizes to the team, videotapes the apology to his coach, posts it on social media, the next day says, I'm out of here. And then this comes out. I mean, like.
By the way, speaking of the helmet, isn't it hilarious that the helmet manufacturer, Zenith, has actually ended their relationship with AB? Patriots don't want to. But, you know, it is ridiculous. And,
Steve,
you know,
would you want him?
No. Absolutely not.
No, and, no, you know, and you realize that for all his brilliance on the field, I'm talking about OBJ now and to a lesser extent AB, for all their brilliance, what have they ever accomplished team-wise? What have they won? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. It's funny. You guys used to have a host on the morning show a few years ago. He's now hopefully enjoying retirement in Florida, Mr. John Dennis. When the Patriots brought in the kid from the Vikings now, name's Randy Moss. John Dennis's line was, hold your nose on the way to the Super Bowl. And that's basically what the Patriots did. Hold
Steve,
your nose on the way to the
Steve,
Super Bowl.
And, Steve, I'll ask the same question. As you well know better than anybody at this radio station who calls in on a regular basis, what has Randy Moss ever won?
Nothing.
Thanks to your team. Twice.
Yeah. I mean, I just find it funny. You know, and trust me, the Patriots have a great team, and they probably will win the Super Bowl this year. I'd be more shocked if they don't, and I'll be more shocked if they don't go 19-0.
But here's the question I asked.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, I'm interrupting you, but the question I asked Larry, is winning a seventh Super Bowl that important to you that you're going to hold your nose for 19 games with this guy on your roster?
It all depends. It all depends how he behaves.
Oh, you know, Larry, I love you, Larry. I have a great deal of respect for you, but I feel like you're being hypocritical in this state.
Why?
In this case.
Why?
Because, you know, you come from a moral compass, okay? You
yes.
are a preacher. You're one of the few people on this radio station that actually has a moral compass, and Craig, you do too. I'm not going to...
Oh, thank you. Don't go overboard.
You're doing so well for
I was feeling so good for the first compliment.
Yet, you know?
But what happened?
Yeah. You're like, nothing's been proven yet. You know, nothing to see here.
No.
You know?
I'm trying to be, quote, fair. I'm trying to be fair. I could have predicted what you were going to say when you first called.
Well, you know, the reality...
It was so obvious.
The reality is, let's face it, we all know and understand this. If you're in Patriot land and you revere the Patriots, you're going to find a way to defend this guy. And Absolutely. If you're not a Patriot fan and a Giant fan or a Kansas City fan or anybody else, of course you're going to condemn it.
Am I going to defend Haynesworth?
But Haynesworth had no impact on the fortunes of the team.
That's not the point.
You know, you remember Will Cordero?
Don't sound like anybody.
Remember Will Cordero?
Yeah, of course I do.
Okay. You know, and we all got up on our soapbox and we were waxing with outrage about how terrible this was. Remember he took a phone and I guess he beat his girlfriend with a phone or something like that.
Yeah.
And it was easy for the Red Sox to let him go. They were going nowhere. It was 1997. Pedro hadn't arrived yet.
What about when they let Dombrowski go?
There's no moral reason for that.
Can I add one?
You had to bring up baseball. Go ahead.
Real quick on the Dombrowski thing, because I did want to mention this. You know, the owners of the Red Sox are gutless, okay? Here you are. You fire a guy who basically did what you wanted him to do, win a World Series. You fire him at midnight. You don't take questions from the press. You leave Alex Cora out there. Alex Cora, who got his first managerial job from Dave Dombrowski, you got him to you throw him to the wolves and handle all this, and you just did a press release.
Well,
they are gutless.
And thank God for Glenn Ordway's show that they actually had Sam Kennedy.
Yeah, but you know what? You know what?
To at least attempt to explain what happened.
Okay, I love Sam Kennedy. He's been nothing but accommodating and generous to us.
Another person he's going to insult this
morning. Okay, I'm not insulting him at all. But there's only one person who should have been on this radio station or any other radio station, and that's John Henry. John Henry
Henry
busted down the doors of this very studio a few years ago after the beer and pretzel. Do you remember that?
Yeah, of course.
Okay,
I do.
That's when the other station used to be and where we are right now. They couldn't keep him out of this building after the beer and pretzel controversy in 2011. Where was he after they fired Dombrowski? All the guy did was deliver a World Series, did exactly what they wanted to. They knew exactly what they were getting and what they were hiring when they brought in Double D back in 15. Okay? And he accomplished it. And for all of that, they fired him with very little explanation.
That was an awful look, and they did it.
Right.
The timing was perfect.
Right.
They did it right when there were other news stories going on. So the story really blew over.
And it was midnight, Larry, on Sunday night. Who, you know, what are they trying to hide? And remember all of the hand-wringing after the beer and pretzel and all these news conferences and all these people and Henry breaking down the doors of the other station and everything else. Now you can't find these guys in a milk carton.
How long did the Dombrowski story go on this station?
Very little.
2 days?
Maybe. Right.
Nope.
They picked the perfect time to fire this guy completely under the radar. More of your calls coming up. Mustard and Johnson continues on Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mustard and Johnson are rocking the Saturday Sports Talk on Sports Radio WEEI.
It's called Welcome to Legends Avenue. It's called TB12. Let's get it. Hey, Alex, it's just like 17,000 people.
Love 17,000 people.
Somebody got to do this work. Call God. In the time of crisis, all I ask is love, dedication, and focus. Stay focused. The devil gonna try to bring you down when you get closer to your goals. The key is, don't let him.
Ah, yes. The key is to stay away from the devil. More Christian insight and philosophy.
Oh, yeah.
From...
Devil gets blamed for everything.
The Bible reading wide receiver of the New England Patriots, your favorite and mine, Antonio Brown, on his Instagram account. Didn't take long for him to do some social media. I guess he's been totally converted, not only by God and Jesus, but by TB12 and that particular diet.
That's all he's got to say to Brady.
By the way, did you check out any of these? Did you look online some of the unedited texts that Antonio...
I heard about them.
Well, did you hear Glenn read a couple of those?
Need to get the Rosetta Stone out.
This was Glenn a couple days ago. Not reading verbatim, because that would be a little dangerous. We'd probably turn this thing into a parking lot if he did. But this
as much verbatim as possible.
As possible. This is the redacted version, somewhat, of Antonio's text to Brittany Taylor.
I jacked my bleep on your back. Slept with you in bed.
Space. Okay? Hold on. Space. Yeah. Exclamation.
A bleep your knowledge, a bitch. I have been all pro before I even knew you. You, which is the you, like, you know, the you,
yep.
Never left my house since you had hotel. You feel asleep. Bleep out of here, my baby mama. Trick you, dumb ass. Dumb. D-U-M.
I you know, I know that Antonio Brown spent a lot of time in Bible study. Did he ever take an English class or a writing class at Central Michigan?
I'd like to know what they were studying in the Bible study.
Oh, my God. Well, apparently.
D-U-M.
Apparently, they were looking at a video, as a matter of fact, according to Brittany Taylor, during their Christian fellowship days. They often read scriptures, prayed, or watched services together during training visits. On one occasion, Brown was behind Ms. Taylor as they watched the service on her tablet. Unbeknownst to Ms. Taylor, while she was focused on the religious video, Brown began relieving himself behind her. Is that what happens at a lot
she's
of these gonna, religious videos that you see?
She's got to be the most naive person in the world.
Oh, she's naive now.
She's got to
you
be.
You should have known.
You're doing a Bible study and this jerk is behind you doing what do you want?
Now, bleep out of here, my baby mama. Trick you, dumb ass.
So it's her fault for being naive.
Yeah, hey, Glenn.
This is the kind of thing
Glenn,
you expect at Christian fellowship meetings.
You should know that going in.
Anytime you see a religious video
yeah.
in one of these Christian fellowship meetings, you know someone behind you is doing some
doing
dirty
something.
Things. Absolutely. Larry, you
smile
said it all right
in your
there.
Face.
All right, 617. Apparently, he was smiling in her back or something like that.
I have
like
been
that.
All pro before I even knew you.
James from Winthrop, you're next on Sports Radio WEI.
Hey, James.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. Hey, I have 2 points, if you'll allow. Because I kind of want to break this into two parts, which is first them, you know, bringing him in the first place up until, you know, the Oakland thing. And then the decisions that they've made since they brought him in and all this other stuff has blown up. The first thing I'd say is, I use an analogy like, let's just say you're the captain of the football team in school and there's this super hot girl and she just broke up with her boyfriend or he broke up with her, whatever, and you heard, you know, it was an ugly, messy breakup. She cheated on him, maybe even had a big, you know, thing in front of a bunch of people. It was really embarrassing, whatever, you know, but now she wants to go out with you. It's like, well, she's not, you know, I'm not going to let her pull that stuff with me. So and she's hot, so I'm going to date her. And if it doesn't work out, then we have some fun, you know, while it lasts. And but if she comes along with me, I'm not going to treat her the same way that he treated her. Maybe he was a loser that played video games in his basement all day. I don't know. Doesn't matter. You know, she's got a clean slate with me, and we'll take it day by day.
Okay.
Okay.
So I don't. I'm kind of lost in this little analogy here. What is your message?
He's
James?
The Patriots, and this girl okay. is like Antonio Brown, coming along.
No. Yeah. Yeah. No. The relationship that the girl had or that Antonio had with Pittsburgh or with Oakland.
Yeah.
It was messy. It was ugly.
Yeah.
It ended bad.
Yeah.
That doesn't affect me. I'm like I there's
so
a lot
new
of girls
day.
I'd never be able to date if I went by their past history with their boyfriend.
I'll tell you, little did I know that when this song came out way back in 1974, it would be so relevant in 2019. Oh, the pretzel logic rages on Sports Radio WEEI. We go to Glenn and Natick. You're next on Sports
hey, Glenn.
Radio.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Glenn.
I was ambivalent, or not should they say ambivalent, I was a little bit reluctant to have him come here initially, just because of the distraction stuff. But now that he's here, you know, you should probably sit him this week. And Belichick doesn't, he can just say after the game it's for the best of the team or whatever he says. And give it at least a week. He's in here now, so I think they're at least sort of committed to see this thing through for at least the short term, unless something else comes up and he's interviews, which I agree with you, you know, more than likely nothing's going to really emerge that's going to sway things one way or the other. You know, one thing people really haven't been talking about, and it's sort of separate from all this stuff, is Belichick brought in Gordon last year because he didn't bring in anybody solid as a wide receiver before him, and they were hurting at the receiver position. And I think, had again, in this offseason, if they had landed Humphreys, the slot guy, or one of those guys, I think it would have gone a long way to not him being enticed by this guy. Basically, what I'm saying is they mismanaged a wide receiver position the last year or two. And I know they drafted some guys this year, but they're still rookies. You know, usually
right.
It takes a year.
Remember, one pick's not even on the field.
So
right
you
now.
Think this that he's desperate for a quality wide receiver simply because he's depleted in that department? That he'd do anything? That he'd do anything? Listen, we all understand this guy's talent is immense.
Right, we don't have to keep on saying that.
Right, but is he that desperate? Does Bill Belichick really need to take on all of this baggage with all his success?
What if the guy's innocent?
I don't believe he is.
Well, but that's you. Right. Who the heck are you?
Who am I?
Who are you, above the clouds?
I have a two-hour show each and every Saturday on this radio station, baby.
Yeah, and that's about it.
That's about it. 617-779-7937. John and Walden, you're next on Sports Radio.
John!
Hey, John.
Hey, guys. I'll get to Brown last because, you know, it's just too much overkill.
Don't tell me you want baseball talk.
Yeah, I want to thank Double D Dave Dombrowski from the bottom of my Yankee heart for everything he's done.
Did you know he got fired?
I heard that.
When?
I heard that.
When was this? I didn't hear that. Eamon, did you hear this? Dave Dombrowski was fired?
What?
Seriously, as a producer, I expect you to be on top of the news.
I don't know how I missed that.
Yeah, okay. Check the Twitter line. I think you'll see it.
You know,
breaking news.
He emptied the shelves. Okay, he did what he had to do. He won his little World Series. Fantastic. That's great. But in the big picture, he's going to handcuff them for the next 4 years.
You hope, anyway.
Larry.
Okay, John.
Okay, what's going on?
Well, they've got some things they do.
But John, it's interesting though, and this is, and I read this in one of the New York papers, probably the Post. You can laugh at what happened to Dombrowski, and the way the Red Sox missed the playoffs this year. Okay, you enjoy that, but what would you rather have? Would you rather have 4 World Series or 2 World Series?
What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, no, this is what it comes down to. This is what
let me finish, John.
The question was, the Yankees, ironically enough, you'd never guess it, based on the 20th century, have become a very stable, consistent organization from top to bottom. Meanwhile, the Red Sox fluctuate between last-place finishes and World Series titles. Which one would you rather have? It's a tough question.
That's a debatable question.
That's very debatable, right?
But what I'm trying to get at is if the Yankees win 4 World Series in a row in the next 4 years because the Red Sox aren't enough competition for them, was that good enough for Dave Dombrowski?
Here's the problem: they're not even going to win this year, John.
They might. You get Craig. They got the best record in baseball.
Yeah, and
You've been telling me, the Yankees don't want to face the Red Sox. They went 5-14 against them.
I know.
But the Yankees are having a really good year.
If they have to play the Astros in Game 6 and 7, that they're not going to win that series.
Probably won't.
Okay,
I'll tell you right now. It's going to be tough. All right, now let's get to Brown here. Okay, and nobody wants to talk about the Pats game last week in which they were absolutely dominant over the Steelers.
Great performance.
And they don't even need this guy. I can't even believe they signed him, all right? But with that being said, I'll give you my lousy 2 points here. I would take Michael Vick, Adrian Peterson, or Ray Rice over this guy. You know why? Because none of those things those three guys did had anything to do with the football game. Okay, one guy was killing dogs, one guy was beating his girlfriend, another guy took a switch to his kid. It's got nothing to do with carrying the rock or throwing the ball. This guy quit on the Steelers in the last game of the season and left the building at halftime. I don't want anything to do with him.
All right, John.
He had some outrageous behavior. I agree.
I don't concur with his other analysis about, you know, Peterson and Rice and others, but I certainly, from a football perspective, and you can forget about the allegations, forget about Oakland, just the way he comported himself in Pittsburgh, particularly that last regular season game, was absolutely reprehensible. All right, more of your calls coming up. We still got one segment to go. It's Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio WEEI.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Let's get you back to more of Mustard and Johnson on Sports Radio WEEI.
Mustard and Johnson, Sports Radio WEEI, moments, minutes away from Mark with a C, Andy with a Y. It is James and Hot right here on Sports Radio WEEI. Meanwhile, let us get back to the phones. Tim and Natick, you're next on Sports Radio WEEI.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Tim, what's up?
Not much. So my thing is, I agree with Larry. Just, and I'm a police officer, and I say you got to let everything come out, let the investigation happen. And I don't understand what's wrong with punishing the guy to the fullest extent when everything is complete. Why is there always a rush to stop someone or move someone? It's like, oh, just do it. It's easier. Just put them on the commissioner's exempt list, and you don't have to worry about it. Why not wait till everything is completed? Because that way you're not making a judgment one way or the other, and let the facts come out. I mean, the NFL will do its job, and I think the biggest thing is because Antonio Brown is such a jerk and people don't like him, including most Patriots fans. If you ask normal Patriots fans, they're all going to say they don't like him. They just want him because he's going to help the team win. But when Peyton Manning got accused years later from what he did when he was in Tennessee, I mean, the NFL went out of their way to quickly disperse any of that those allegations, and fans got themselves all worked up to say he was innocent. And, I mean, going back a couple of years ago, Michael Irvin, someone came out and tried to accuse him of something,
right,
and he's not even in the league anymore. Right. I mean, for every legitimate claim out there, there's another one that's not. So why must we rush to try and say one way or the other? I personally don't believe her. Being a police officer, I know how difficult it is for those victims, and I've seen both where a college student claims something happened and it turns out she faked the whole thing, and I've seen another one where you can just see how devastating it is. So you got to let the facts play out, and for me, the biggest thing is kind of like Ben Roethlisberger, you know, 10 years ago, he had two separate claims a year apart. One, a woman went right to civil from the hotel worker right there down in Nevada. She sued him civilly, never went to the police. The NFL did nothing. They didn't suspend him or anything. The other woman, where there's video, he followed her into the bathroom
right,
and people were standing guard. She filed a police report the next day. She had three friends corroborating. He gets suspended for six games because there's more validity when someone does go to the police because a more thorough investigation is done. I mean, that's just my two cents.
It was excellent. You know, hey, Tim, great perspective, Tim.
Good input.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good input.
Bob in Pembroke, you're next on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to go back a little bit in history and back to 2011 in the great, wonderful Myra Kraft said, let's not bring any bad boys into Foxborough and let us not compromise our values in order to win championships. Now, to me, I think we've lost our way. There's no Patriots way. We've lost our way. I'm not convicting this man of what happened. I don't know what happened. None of us probably will know. But he's already demonstrated his disregard for women. He's already demonstrated that he's a racist.
Right.
I don't think that is the kind of person that we want to bring into Foxborough. I think we definitely have lost our way. So we don't have to worry about this case. This case, put it aside for the time being. anything and everything in his life has demonstrated what a real bad person and what bad character he has. And if we need to change our values to win another championship, God help us.
Hey, Bob, excellent. I couldn't agree more. Bob Kraft, you have the power to do the right and moral thing.
Do the right thing.
Okay? He should not be playing in Miami tomorrow or the Jets next week or Buffalo the following week. Kick him off the team. He does not deserve to be a New England Patriot, and you don't need him.
Men, if Judge Mustard is on the bench, stay home.
Thanks to Eamon on the other side of the glass. Mark and Andy
are
next.
You're guilty. According to Craig Mustard, you're guilty.
I think they'll probably want to talk about AB just a little bit.
You think so?
I'm just taking a wild guess.
Well, man, I thought Dombrowski getting fired.
Did he get fired? Mario, somebody. I heard Dave Dombrowski's going to be the guest host. We'll be back next week at 9 o'clock. Have a good one, everybody.
No,
but I plan to find the time. Yes, I do.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.